You just found the most entertaining Hawkeye podcast in the world. It's the Washed Up Walk-Ons. Tonight, we talk about some guys returning to the black and gold, one high-profile guy moving on to the next level. We discuss earning our scholarships and what that felt like, being recognized in public by listeners of the show, and we talk the national championship. Sit back, relax, let's have a day. Let's go. Welcome into the Washed Up Walk-Ons podcast. Blessed. Hashtag blessed to be here with two good buddies, good pals, Grant, G-Bone, G-Money, and my guy, Kevin Ward. How are we doing tonight, man?
Good. I'm doing a little bit less good now that I just checked my phone and I forgot that the D1AA National Championship happened today. It is an absolute crime they didn't play that yesterday or on Friday night when there's no other football. But shout out to the South Dakota State Jackrabbits for winning 23-3 and capping off an undefeated championship.
I'm going to guess Grant did not forget that that was today.
I checked in a little bit. It wasn't very close, though.
Yeah, they pretty much dog walked them.
Yeah, it was not a super tight game.
It was 7-3 at one point. They never looked back.
Yeah. Last game, the Jackrabbits lost.
It was a statement game
for 7-3 Hawks. They've ran the table and gone back to back natties since that dog fight in Kinnick.
Touchdowns.
Two safeties, a field goal, and a field goal.
Yeah, Montana too. Not that long ago, beat Washington at Washington.
Is that right?
Really?
That is true.
Like the Washington 20, Huskies? Was it a Michael Penix Washington Huskies?
I think it was. I want to say 2021?
No, because that's the year.
Penix would have been in Indiana still.
Yeah.
No, okay, 2022 maybe?
So
okay,
just
– hold on, I got to see.
Yeah, please
maybe,
find
maybe
that.
Maybe Penix wasn't there. But I know that Montana did beat Washington very recently.
It's pretty impressive. We're going to talk Washington tonight. Talk a few things tonight. There's a national championship going on tonight for most of you who are listening to this.
It was 2021, but
2021.
So it's a pre-pandemic.
That's pretty recent.
Yeah. Still.
Shout out to Montana. It is the ever so talked about final landing place for the Benton squad.
Muscle Shell County. We're coming for you.
We've been talking about buying a whole county when we all become
before it's cool. Before Yellowstone came out, we've been talking about county. Just buying a shit ton of land out in Montana.
Just going and buying like a couple thousand acres in Montana.
Just buy an entire county, make Drake the mayor.
Create a Benton homestead.
I'm going to make Drake the sheriff before the mayor.
Sheriff. Okay.
I'm not making Drake anything. His decision making and logical thinking is shot. Completely shot. Dead.
Well, it is, but you know, you think about it. If you don't make him the sheriff, you're gonna have to send the sheriff out after him pretty regularly. So you just make him the sheriff. You just cut out the middleman. It's like, hey, Drake, calm the fuck down. You know.
Yeah, yeah. He's been pretty active the last couple of days in the chat, hasn't he? And on Instagram.
Yeah.
And on Instagram.
He enjoys his Instagram stories. I haven't been on social media. Is anything?
No. It's just
you're making a face.
It's just like it really is. You got to choose a lesser of two evils, right? With him in this brand, it's like, you know, he's part of the DHT. He's part of the Drake and Gary Friday, and people love that. And
it's
I even
a little hiatus, but we'll be back.
Well, it was the end of the year. We were getting through the holidays. We're back in full swing. This week is going to be the first full week of the walk-on content production of 2024. And he's great on those shows. And we got a message from somebody that I'm going to read on DHT on Tuesday. That is a guy who's just begging for Drake to come back. Him and his boys love Drake on the show. They sort of identify with Drake's mindset and his mentality of being psychotic, I guess. And they tuned in for him, and they like sent a really long, funny message that was pretty hilarious. And then the other side is like, he openly would find enjoyment in burning 90% of the bridges that we have that are at some point probably beneficial to the brand if we want them to be, or if we need them to be at some point. It's just like, what do you do?
To be fair, Drake also has a ton of connections that are very beneficial as well.
This is true. Drake is, if we're Drake just being is connected. He's like literally Kittle has described him as his bodyguard. You know, because he has hung out with George and lived in Arizona, lived in Nashville, knows a lot of those NFL guys. Drake is, we've talked about this before. Drake is just a guy who attracts, for some reason, somehow he just attracts chaos. Like if there was a movie crew following him around, it would be worth it. Whatever that production would cost would be worth it, because Drake's life is
interesting
all the time.
I haven't asked him. Have you? Does he listen to the main show? That is.
Oh, I doubt it.
I highly doubt it. But
yeah, I doubt it.
I don't know.
Fuck you, Drake. No, it's interesting stuff. I don't even. How did we even get going on that? I'm not even sure.
On Drake?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was joking around on Twitter saying I was just going to break news on guys returning back to Iowa.
I saw that.
Anyway, just sources being my gut feeling. And a lot of people thought it was Drake. Drake's return.
Not Drake. Drake is not returning to Iowa.
Definitely not physically returning to Iowa. But no, Gary, I think you might just step in as the third guy. Who knows? You're just officially the third guy. You're no longer. When do we pull the intern tag? Is it pulled yet?
How long do people normally intern? I'm a year in less a few weeks.
Yeah, less than that probably.
What do we have an actual start date on you? We can throw you like a 1 year anniversary party.
Just on here, just three guys chopping it up, little party.
Yeah.
Can we get like a? Do you have a sound effect on your board kluver for like confetti or something?
Just probably the cha-ching.
Like a. Okay, that works. I can find it. I don't know. It's somewhat soon, I think.
I have this one.
The idea that you could catch the ball?
You know, quite frankly, I was more worried about the throw than the catch. I felt pretty good about Kluver. He's a senior, and everybody wanted to kill Kluver his first year when he was on campus. Now everybody loves him, so he's really grown over 5 years time.
Can you just cut that down to everybody wanted to kill Kluver?
Just that. Just that. You know, everybody wanted to kill Kluver his first year on campus. That's it. And then that's a button that really you guys should have.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you get annoyed with me or I say something stupid, you just hit the...
You know, everybody wanted to kill Kluber's first year on campus, okay? Everybody fucking loves him. Okay.
A couple of people said that last week with my voice being a little scratchy, a little under the weather, I didn't even have to do the KF voice. They were just hearing it because I was deeper and scratchy. I was like, oh, I'll take it. And back in 1981, aren't
And we had a pretty good team at Pitt. We coached them down to second place in the country.
You know. I remember a story. Okay. Bill Belichick told me this one in 1786. All right. We came over in the Mayflower. All right. Landed.
Don't think he ever told that story.
Oh. All right. Seems like KF would have been there, though. Seems like a thing. You know, KF would have just loved to have been back. In that time, he's just a man of culture.
Like 1560s?
No,
the Mayflower.
What?
No, you said on the Mayflower. Yeah.
So, I mean,
a few hundred years ago.
No, I mean back to.
I don't know. There's many people around here that would just love to be in that.
like I'm talking the year I gave 17. You know the
fucking smallpox. I would have loved to be a part of it.
Yeah. Give me that polio. Got a review for us.
Podcast. Oh, yes. These are
podcast awesome. Review. It's a good one, unfortunately. We didn't get a bad one with it.
We've kind of just wait till Drake says more stuff and then eventually people will send reviews. Yeah.
Great perspective. Title of the review. Had season tickets since 2009 and remember watching these guys play, particularly Kluve. Interesting. Since his name was called out constantly on long snaps. I did enjoy that being recognized.
Hey, we actually scored some touchdowns back then. You got called out on PATs as well.
Yeah.
True. Right? Wasn't just punting back then.
True. I'm fairly new to the podcast as I was recommended by a fellow tailgate buddy late in the season. These are definitely the guys you want to crack a beer and have some breakfast with on game day. Keep doing what you're doing, guys, and let's get the dub in Indy this weekend. That did not happen.
Oops.
Hawks by a milli.
Next time.
Thanks, Nate Dog. Next time.
Shout out, Nate Dog.
Next time.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of beers, what's the latest?
Tell you what, man. People do not move as fast as you would like them to.
Welcome to the world.
Let me give my shortest synopsis on this. I think we were more successful in our small trial launch than maybe anyone expected us to be, except for Drake. Drake expects everything we do to just get like millions of numbers. And I think that the end of the year is a busy time and a time where they also kind of wind down as far as their production stuff goes. And then they kind of pick it back up and they're a legitimate company. They've got brewing schedules and other projects that are probably planned out somewhat, you know? Not to mention they just have like their normal beers that they're always brewing, like that they have to produce to be a company. So the word is that early February, like February hits. So hopefully a month from right now.
I hope it's more than just, I hope it's more than just like one batch though this time. Hope we got
ideally
a few more racks than that than last time.
Ideally, you would step it up. You would take a, you would move up a couple levels this time. We would make double, maybe, I don't know, triple. We get to every location. Maybe we do a party in Des Moines this time. I'm sure we'd be able to, you know, we've waited enough long enough now at this point where we could probably do the same thing again at Back Pocket in Coralville. But I don't know. I've voiced how much we've wanted to expand this, and maybe they're listening to this. We as the podcast brand are willing to run that beer into the ground until it fails, trying to get it to the top. That is how far we are willing to go with this. So as much room as Back Pocket allows us to have with this thing, we're going to take it and run. But if you're a Hops by a Million fan, you're looking for a few more cans of that. It's been continually posted in the Discord. Like, I saved one for New Year's Eve, saved one for the bowl game.
I got a couple in my fridge yet.
I have 13 sitting on top of my fridge, including the original four, the first four ever.
Are those ever going to be opened?
No.
I've got one that's never going to be opened.
I think what I want to do with the first four, especially if the beer like gets a lot bigger, is I want all of us to sign them, and then I'll keep one and I'll auction off you know, like, well, this is the first can of Hops by a Million or the second or whatever. But if you're one of those fans, if you're a beer fan, early February, hopefully a month from now, we have movement on that. Going to start tonight, 14 minutes in, with a couple questions. We get a lot of questions that come in occasionally through the Discord question channel thread.
We don't answer a lot of them.
And we never, I always forget to put them on the document because then people... other people answer the questions from their perspective if it's not a direct question at us, and then it gets lost. So that's on me, bad podcast host. It's probably on Gary too. Seems like a producer thing. And I pulled three that are like, they've been on here for a while, but I think they are just sort of good football Kevin and Tyler questions that only someone from the inside could answer. So here we go. Would love to get Drake's opinion on this, but he's not here.
Should I call
first,
him?
What?
Should I call him?
Go ahead.
Sure, I'll call
him. He's not going to answer.
No, I want Gary to call him. He's more likely to answer Gary than you.
But then we can't hear him.
They can't hear me. He can't hear you guys.
Yeah.
Oh.
It'll just be me and you, Kev. The first one's real easy. How did it feel when you received your scholarship?
Go ahead. You got your scholarship first, so you should have to answer first.
Yeah. So maybe I'll look like a dick answering this question, but it is what it is. 21-year-old Tyler was kind of a dick. 29-year-old Tyler's kind of a dick. Specialists aren't generally, at least at the time, scholarship at a high school. Certainly not long snappers. Like, you're lucky if you're a long snapper and you get a scholarship out of high school. Kickers and punters more so. Obviously, we scholarshiped Tori to come here right away. We scholarshiped Keith. We scholarshiped just a few guys. Drew got a scholarship. Stevens got a scholarship from high school. The new punter.
We've had a couple that have done very well, but we've had a bunch of scholarship specialists that have flopped.
And that's the reason, right? We got burned. And I'm not going to name names, but you go back through the last 10, 15 years, and you can pretty easily find the ones that...
I would say about half of them flopped. And
that's how it works at every college. That's not an Iowa thing. That's just a specialist thing. And so a lot of times, even nowadays, you're walking on. So, you know, we were all told stuff, right? You come in, you earn the spot, you get a scholarship. Yeah. I'm not going to go through it all. Long story short, going into the 2015 season, I had already started for a whole year. And granted, the 14 season was not an all-star year for me, long snapping wise, but it was good enough. It was, and I had secured the job again going into the 2015 season. There was two scholarships left available heading into camp, fall camp of 2015. And I thought one of them was mine. And I felt at that point I'd earned it. I did not get one of those scholarships. They went to two deserving guys, Cole Croston and Riley McCarron. Both deserve scholarships. Both a year older than me. Both had 2 years left in the program. And so in my mind, I sort of took the mindset of I am a scholarship long snapper. And that was like a personal sort of like inner story thing. That was more of a like know your worth kind of thing. I officially got the scholarship about a year later, and it didn't come in some cool, and I didn't expect it to. It's the way KF does things. There was no like in front of the team or like, you know, you get called out and they act like you're in trouble and then you end up getting put on scholarship or they like do some video where they bring
round of applause.
Yeah. No, not even a round of applause.
Standing ovation for the long snapper.
No, I was walking into the complex for a second group lift in the summer, just before the summer break and the midsummer break. So we were about to go to 4th of July and I get a text from KB and it's got me and Brandon Snyder in the text and it says, you guys are on, it didn't even say you guys are on scholarship. It said, you guys need to go over to Carver and sign your scholarship papers. That's how I got my scholarship. Not even a face-to-face with any coach. Not even with KB, let alone KF. KB texted us and said, you guys need to go over to Carver and sign your scholarship papers. And that was very fitting for sort of how I had viewed it at that point. Most of the guys on the team thought I was on scholarship. They were like shocked when people would find out beforehand, before it happened. It felt very good. I texted my mom, texted my dad, said, hey, you guys don't have to pay for college anymore. That was very, very fun and a good feeling. Surprise or like excitement of it had been a little drawn out at that point, and it was a little bit of a letdown the way I got it. So yeah, it was a like anticlimactic if there was a word for it.
Nonetheless, so how did you feel though? I think that was the question. How did
it feel? No, I felt good. Like I said, I felt good. I think for me, again, you know, I sat in that office and KF said, hey, we're not giving you the scholarship. It's going to go to Cole and Riley. You more than deserve to be on one. And I believed him. Like, it wasn't coach speak. He was being serious and sincere.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there's just not enough.
And there just wasn't enough. There never is, right? Mm-hmm. And I believed him. And I felt in that moment, that's when I earned it. So I kind of felt some of the emotions plus some other emotions in that moment a year before. Financially, it was cool. Like, I didn't come from a ton of money. So, like, you know, that next, I don't know what day of the month it was, but when that first scholarship check hit, like, it was dope. It was dope. We would not have known what to do with ourselves if we got NIL money, me and you.
Fuck no.
It felt good. Yeah, it was something I always expected. It was a status or a thing that I always expected to reach. And again, that sounds like a dick thing, but Casey was the long snapper. He was on, if you're the starting long snapper, starting punter, starting kicker, you eventually get put on scholarship if you do your job. I had no reason to think I wasn't going to do my job, and I got very lucky and had no reason to think I wasn't going to be the starter really ever in my career, because Casey left and I was literally the only guy on the roster. So I was handed the job a little bit, and then all I had to do was not lose it, and I basically was going to get the scholarship. And so that's what we did. Felt good nonetheless. It felt great to take that burden off of myself and my parents financially later down the road. Like, it would manifest itself and take away a lot of those payments. Still might be paying if I didn't catch a couple years of scholarship money. You, Kev?
Yeah. So a lot of similar feelings, man. So I actually got put on scholarship twice. I don't know if we probably told the story on the podcast. At some
I know
point.
It. I don't know if you've told it. Yeah.
But back, fuck.
Double scholarship.
Back in my day, before transfer portal, and like you had 10 new guys showing up in January after the season, there'd be an excess amount of scholarships. So like guys who graduated in December.
Yeah.
And so like there might be 5 scholarships being unused for that spring semester before the freshmen show up. And so what coaches would often do is like, hey, use them or lose them. Let's reward some of these walk-ons and just put them on scholarship for a semester. And
just for the spring,
just for the spring, just one semester. Right. And so, I was sitting in our living room, and I got a call from KF, and he was asking me like, "Hey, how's it going? How's your break going?" This is like during break before spring semester classes started, so we weren't back in the workouts yet. But he's like, "Oh, I just wanted to call, see how you're doing, how your break's going." I'm like, "Oh, I'm good. I'm back right now." He's like, "Yeah, I thought I saw you over here." I was like, "Yeah. You know, I'm older now. I just kind of like get back and get settled in before we get started." He's like, "Yeah, I noticed that." He's like, "Seems like the older guys, they don't take as much of the break as they did when they were younger." I'm like, "Yeah." I was like, "Well, anyways, like," and then he kind of explains that the fact that you have XX scholarships to spend in the spring. He's like, "So, you know, just want to make sure you know that this is only for this semester. But we want to reward you. Think you're doing a lot of good things. We're working hard and setting a good example. So we're going to put you on scholarship for the semester, and then we'll see what the numbers are at the end of going into this fall. But you know, you have the opportunity to get it again. But you know, keep up the good work. We're proud of you, and yada yada yada." So I got put on scholarship for one semester. I'm like, "Oh,"
and that was like very surprising, probably.
Oh yeah. No, I wasn't expecting it whatsoever. I mean, literally sitting in the living room, just get a call from the head man. But it was, it felt cool. You know, it's like, obviously the money is sick. Not asking your parents to pay expensive out of state tuition is awesome. And also getting the scholarship check on top of it. But no, I also kind of like affirmed that I made a good choice in walking on here. Right. It's like, all the goals that you set for yourself, you know, come to fruition, because, you know, turning down a full ride offer somewhere else to walk on at a Big Ten university is a lot of risk. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it was, it just, reaffirmed that I felt like I made the right choice for me.
Was that on your mind through that spring? Like, I got to earn this fucker back. Like, I got it for these few months and I need to prove during this spring. Like, did you ever think about it that way? Or were you just, I mean, you were always a guy who was giving 100%. So it's not like you were giving extra. There was no more to give. But did it ever cross your mind? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Now it's a good question. I don't think it really did, if I remember correctly.
Were you put back on in the summer then?
I was. Okay. Now going back to that spring is like, you know, we're going into our senior year and it's like, now it's like, it's our building. It's our,
right.
Our group is the leaders of the team. So, you know, you want to set a good example because you want to put a winning football team out right. there and go have a hell of a senior season.
Yeah.
I got put on a second time, final time. It was during camp that year. Oh. We had just finished 9-on-7 and KF pulls me aside and he's like,
it was during practice.
During practice. Yeah.
Exactly. Wow.
Yeah. So I actually got to talk to him face to face.
Wow. You actually got to talk to the man.
Yeah, and he's like, he just pulls me aside. Hey, Kev, can I talk to you real quick? He's like, hey, just want to let you know that you're going to be on scholarship again this fall. So we're really proud of you and keep up the good work. It was just a nice little moment with me in the head, man.
The rest of that practice was good no matter what.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. I remember going just like sprinting to the next I think we just got done with blocks and we were going to 9-on-7. I was like, oh yeah, I'm fired up now.
Yeah.
I remember like, cause everyone else was kind of over by the drill. And I remember running, to kind of catch up and Wallace has just got this shit eating grin on his face.
Knows. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I know. Yeah.
I wish they did not for me. I don't give a shit, but I do think that those walk-on scholarship videos or the way they announce them is cool. And most of the time they're doing it for like the social media clip. I get it. But it does make it special for those certain guys who really aren't expecting it.
I can see it both ways. You know, yeah. I like the way that KF did with me at practice.
I like that too.
Honestly. And I know he likes to like, have it be their own little moment just for them. They can react however they want to, you know.
Except for me and Snide.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you guys.
Honestly, but, dude, I didn't even care at the time. I'm like, I'm getting paid, baby.
Right. I mean, because that is like a special moment. That's like the number one goal for every walk-on is like get put on scholarship, right?
Yeah, I think you create
and
this.
So it's like, yeah, it's just like, he wants that to be special for them and for them to experience it and revel in it in their own way.
Yeah. I think it sort of highlights the culture of walk-ons inside the Iowa program. I feel like you can really
very understated, just like nothing over the top. You show up, you go to work and you go about your business.
And the best part about Iowa, and again, Kevin and I were never in another program, but what I would hear from other guys, other specialists I knew, other places, you hear other athletes who go on and talk on podcasts or whatever, is the way that walk-ons versus scholarship athletes were kind of treated and what they had access to and stuff like that. Like there was a difference at other schools. Not crazy.
Yeah, like you're like second-class citizens at other schools.
Yeah, especially as time has gone on, it's gotten better. But like, especially back in the 80s and not like you did
when
not
we first showed up, we couldn't go to training table.
Yeah. That was the biggest difference is when we first showed up, it literally felt like,
that was when a bunch of our teammates found out that we were walk-ons.
Yeah. Is that training table you'd head over after practice, you go into the athlete specific dining hall that was a floor below Hillcrest Dining Center and the scholarship athletes, they breeze right by the cashier standing there at the table and the walk-ons get out there. Their Hawkeye ID,
one card, and
their Hawkeye ID, and they swipe it for a $4.50 meal.
The lowly walk-ons still have to pay. Are you serious?
I'll be honest.
This was before the Shabazz effect in 2014.
I'll be honest, man. It hurt. It hurt a little bit.
And the funny thing is, like some of the other scholarship dudes in our class, like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I got to pay. He's like, why? What do you wait? We got to pay. He's like, no. I got to pay. You don't got to pay. Like, I got to pay.
Yeah, it's that like tough moment where you just got to stand tall and be like, dude, I'm not on scholarship. Like,
and honestly, it's kind of tough from like just a psychological standpoint. Is like,
yes,
especially as like an 18-year-old kid who, yeah, obviously you didn't get a scholarship coming in, so you're walking on, and it's like, I don't know if you felt like this, but maybe you didn't, because specialist is kind of a different situation. It's like at 18, not getting a scholarship, and you're like, I don't even know if I belong here, to be honest with you. And to have like, hey, yeah, you got to pay for those meals. Like maybe I don't fucking belong here. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'll be honest. That feeling that you felt a little bit, that was a specialist all the time. That was just, that's just how you feel as a kicker, punter, long snapper. That's just the life.
I guess that's fair. Yeah.
But no, I felt it. It's embarrassing, man. Like, cause you go to, because of how even it was within the building, within the facility, everybody gets the same shorts, the same socks, the same pads, the same helmets. They give the walk-ons access to everything. There's unwritten sort of levels of like, hey, seniors get, you know, the step in line first and whatever. But then you go to a place where it blatantly just gets pointed out. There's no other.
Yeah. Talking to some, who it was. It was,
I remember Dean one time looked at me, he goes, you're fucking walk on, you pussy. He was joking. It was Dean Soponitis, but I laughed, and it was his way of like making me feel good. Cause he knew that I knew that he was joking. And so it was like, you know, his way of being endearing as a fellow young guy. But yeah, man, there were some moments like it was, no, dude, like, that was shitty food anyway.
Yeah, no, I think towards like the middle of the year, we stopped going to training
table. Yeah.
It was, you didn't have to go because they can't make you pay to go to the training table.
Right. Right.
So do they have like a bouncer then in front of the scholarship line?
You could have walked right by.
Like, hey, but you're not getting in here. All right.
That's the thing is, I don't know why I didn't, because the person was just a staff member of like Hillcrest Dining Hall. They didn't know who was a walk-on and who wasn't. And the non-walk-ons, the scholarship guys, it's not like they were swiping a card that would come up on the computer that says scholarship. They were just walking in. So we should have just walked in, Kevin.
How do they know? Like they don't have a list.
They had photos. No idea. Me and Kevin are men of integrity. That's
or at least we were. Right.
My apologies.
We were at one point in our life. So yeah, there you go. That's our scholarship. Here's another question. I got this to the walk on Twitter account. Grant might have saw this one. Got this about 3 weeks ago. I don't know if y'all take questions from the general public. We do. You guys are, it's not like you guys are walk ons or something.
Ask more questions.
Ask all the questions. Send us, we
love the questions.
Ask non-Iowa and non-football related questions. Ask us like questions about the universe.
But I was wondering what you guys think of being recognized and or approached by fans in public. I definitely recognized the CEO of Stryker himself getting signed into the UI hospitals the other morning, but it was still fairly early in the morning, and I assumed he would appreciate being allowed to get on with his workday. Time is money when you're a hotshot CEO, after all, in quotations. When I told my coworker later that I had recognized him, though, he told me it would have made Kevin's day if I had said something in recognition to him. So I figure I'd go right to the horse's mouth and ask you guys how you feel about it.
Well, I appreciate your thoughtfulness, but no, I'm always happy to chat with somebody who recognizes me.
Kevin would have spat on you.
No, it's I always find it funny, and I always enjoy those small little interactions, or even it's just like, just a little subtle nod and a Hawks by a million, like, and cheers your day up a little bit, you know? Actually, this does remind me, is I forgot to shout out these people, but I got to. Me and Alyssa went out for dinner at my birthday, and we sat right next down to Skip and Mary Jo, who turned out to be big Hawkeye fans and were fans of the podcast. So they picked up our drink tab for that night. So that was really cool of them.
Yeah.
I always enjoy the smaller interactions. It's fun.
I think it's
the fans that make this fun.
You and I are a little bit more used to it, because even though it wasn't for us directly, when we would go and eat with like Josie or, you know, somebody else, and we'd all be in a group and we're wearing the same clothes, like people knew, oh, those guys are football players, right? Somehow two managers got in with the football players. That's what they said about me and Kevin. And so people would like see us and stare.
They're pretty easy to spot. Even if I walk around Iowa City these days, like the athletes, they stick out like a sore thumb.
So me and you are used to it now that we get recognized for something else being the podcast. But the funny reaction is probably for you and not for you and me is like Alyssa and Lauren.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's great.
Yeah.
Because every time someone recognizes me, Lauren just looks at me and goes, like rolls her eyes like, oh, this is going to make his head bigger. God damn it.
A little bit, but it's fun, man. The fans make it fun. Did I ever tell you that the first date I took Alyssa on in Iowa City is the waitress recognized me?
I think you did say that.
The very first date I take her on in Iowa City, and she's like, "Who are you?" We go out for breakfast. I think it was the 2 days later or so, and somebody's walking out of where we at Dandelion, I'm pretty sure. And as they're walking out the door, they go, "Hawks by Moon." I'm like, "Yeah, thanks, man." She's like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Yeah.
It's fun.
So yeah, well, I'm actually paying all these guys to say this to impress you.
I paid everyone in here.
Those are all paid actors.
That would be a next level move. Yeah,
they're from my improv class.
Grant, I know you've been recognized several times. Is there one that sticks out in the last year of you being associated with us?
I remember, it was kind of funny because, Alyssa actually asked me when we did the first football game, she's like, "You ever been recognized?" I was like, okay, the first time I've ever been recognized was on my way walking here at the game. It was actually the first time it ever
was that day.
So it was like 20 minutes ago walking here, but I don't know. I mean, I get way more than ever anticipated. Like I remember one time I was out in Iowa City and like someone, I was Ubering home and someone at like 1:45 in the morning DM'd the Washed Up Watkins account. It was like, "I just saw Grant out in Iowa City." Like that just made my day. Like I just walked by the dude. And there I've been out at the bars before and people have been like, "Hey man, like big fan or whatever." I'm like, of what? And then, "Hey, I got Watkins, man." And I'm like, "Oh shoot, I forgot. I do that sometimes."
Of what?
I was like, "The way I just ordered, like what? I don't know."
If I were you, I'd be wearing the Library Gary t-shirt every time I went out.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I do feel bad though. Every time someone does recognize me, I always feel so bad. I feel like I butcher it every time. I'm like, wow, I sound like such an idiot.
Oh, you've never butchered it more than the time that I made a high school girl here locally in Waukee. She'll probably never approach or say anything to a stranger again about anything.
At the car window or
honorable mention. I think I know this was obviously a walk-on event is when we are at the toolbox game. I'm sorry. I forget the girls' names, but they had the Mount Rushmore t-shirts with us in KF.
That's awesome.
That was all time. Gosh, I forget their names too now. Oh God, they're going to kill us because they listen all the time. When you find college age girl, again, every time I talk about this, I make it sound weird, but when there's 18 to 24 year old women that listen to our podcast, it's sort of jarring a little bit almost.
Happened at the Big Ten championship. Someone like one of the other students, and I was like, "Oh really?" This girl, she was telling her boyfriend, she was like, "Hey, this guy does that podcast I'm always listening to that I told you about." And I was like, it's kind of funny. But no, never feel bad about, or for me personally at least, like never feel bad about.
Oh, yeah. Definitely don't hesitate to do it to answer the question. Yeah. Like there's going to be very limited, and as life goes on, more and more limited opportunities for me to feel like I'm important like that. And that's actually like that I'm known publicly. So please, if you see my bald ass out somewhere, say something. I think my favorite one is me and my wife are just on a walk here in Waukee. We're literally across the street in the park that's by the school. And a big truck drives by. And I'm wearing the gold Hawks by a Million t-shirt that I've turned into a cutoff. It was the middle of summer. It was like 90 degrees out. And somebody drives by and he goes, what did he say? It was something that we had been saying. Yes. He drives by and out of the car window, he goes, "Fully dented." Oh, and I was like, "Oh my God." And Lauren goes, "What was that?" And I'm like, "Listen to the podcast."
Legend. I will say for me, still probably the coolest one was almost a year ago now at the Air Force lacrosse game. Shout out Dr. Painter. I haven't mentioned his name in a while, but he had his friend who works. He's like the Air Force lacrosse surgeon. Mm-hmm. He did surgery on my buddy's hand a few weeks before. And I was just like at the game saying hi. And then all of a sudden someone had a Hawks by a Million flag to take a photo.
And he's like, can you sign it? Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh shoot, we reached the Air Force Academy. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So Dr. Painter is a doctor I used to work with. He's since moved to Alaska.
Yeah.
He spent a lot of time in Colorado Springs, because he was in the Air Force.
Yeah.
He was the Air Force Reserve. And so that's how he knew his buddy there. He's like, this will be awesome. And I'm like, oh, dude, I will do whatever it takes to make this happen.
I remember my buddy told me, he was like, you know, they're doing their warm up for the game. And the surgeon comes over and he's like, hey, is your buddy Grant going to be here? He's like, oh, yeah, I would. Yeah, he is going to be here. He's like, wait, why do you want to know if Grant's going to be here? Wait, like it just like brushed over his head. But yeah, shout out Dr. Painter and anyone who says hi.
Yeah.
Unreal. To transition here with a transition that makes no sense at all. Would you like to see Manders leveling a chick in a wrestling ring?
I would personally.
I knew you would.
Why wouldn't you?
Let me just play this real quick.
Oh, Manders! Oh, Manders! Oh, Manders!
How great is that?
Can he come on soon? Can we invite
Absolutely.
Him on?
Absolutely.
We've had him on before. I don't think we've had him on with you though.
Yeah, no, I've never talked to him before. I wanna get into the head of the one called Manders.
No, you don't
so
want
to
get into the head.
I want to do 3 hours just peeking inside that brain.
I mean, if you go to one of his shows, you'll be able to. I mean, he cuts his forehead open almost every night.
It's for real. Yeah. But he's a man that's committed to the craft, and that's gonna be my segue. There's a couple others that are committed to the craft, and they are proving so by returning to the University of Iowa. We talked about three already. Sebastian Castro is back, boys and girls.
Huge.
The Iowa defense is going to be scary once again. Probably already was going to be, regardless of who came back. But we got some bad dudes coming back. Unfortunately, and this is the one that you probably suspected, the most anticipated.
Would have been insane if otherwise.
Yeah, it would have been a crazy decision for him to probably come back. Cooper DeJean will not return to the black and gold, and that hurts, stings, cuts deep. But that's okay. Still a Hawk forever.
Future Bronco. Soon to be.
Probably.
He saw the Rashard Mendenhall tweet, and he's like, you know, I got to go help out the boys.
The white team needs me. The all-white team needs me. They're lacking corner.
The crazy thing is, it would be him and Riley starting at corner.
Correct. Yeah. Him and Riley. And they'd get cooked, probably. But,
I mean, that's a long day going up against.
I mean, you're going against Tyreek, Devontae, Jamar, and Justin Jefferson. I'm putting my money on the black offense there. Sorry, no, Coop and Riley. But who knows?
Sometimes you know. I think the black team wins that game by 40.
Sometimes you know. He is talked about. He is perceived as, looked at as, and I assume part of the reason he made the decision to officially declare for the draft is he's probably a first-round pick. He is...
Yep, he's got the tape on there. He's I can only imagine he'll test very well at the combine. Mm. And
not only physically, but in the meeting room as well.
Oh, will he be fully healthy by then?
He should be. Yeah. By the combine, he should be healthy. But where are they going with this? He's also like one of those guys that like you can put like NFL GMs, they do a bunch of crazy shit on defense sometimes. And he's one of those guys where you can put in several different positions at defense.
Yeah.
Especially you get some of those third down sub packages. Like he's a guy that you can do a lot of nifty shit with.
He's going to make a lot of money. It's going to be really, really fun to watch him play in the league. Like really fun. He is the epitome of, he quite possibly is living to the fullest extent every little Iowa kid's dream that likes football.
Well, how about it, man? I mean, we've had a few homegrown Hawkeyes that have gone in the first round in the last decade.
You're right.
I think Brandon Sheriff, Tristan Wirfs, Linderbaum.
I know.
Campbell, right?
Jack Campbell was a first rounder? Jack Campbell was first.
I was more questioning if he. I think he was born.
Jack Campbell was a first rounder. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it does not get more small town than OBGYN. That's a joke.
What are the cities in
OACB? Odebolt. Oh, here we go.
Not even gonna try.
Oh God. I don't know the A. No, it's OABCIG. Odebolt something, Battle Creek, Ida Grove. I don't know the A. Sorry, everyone in the A town. He grew up as small town as it gets.
A is for Arthur.
Arthur. Gets to be a Hawkeye, gets a scholarship to go play for the Iowa Hawkeyes, balls out, becomes the absolute superhero of the team, known across the nation as one of the best at the position. Not only gets the ball out on defense and, you know, get to do a lot of tackling and pick sixes and all this, but he becomes an elite return man. And now we'll leave early for the draft and probably do all of that in the NFL too.
Yeah, bring the Broncos to a Super Bowl. So
right.
He's projected there. Don't laugh. 16.
I'm not laughing.
The funny thing would be is that would be like the third cornerback that the Broncos have taken from the Hawks in like the last 4 years.
Oh, yeah. OJ Riley. And
no matter who the head coach is, who the owner is, Iowa, I think the Broncos have drafted someone from Iowa like 6 years in a row.
It's incredible.
Let's see. 2018 would be Josie. 2019, Noah.
Yes.
Yeah.
2020.
I'll pull up the list. Hold on.
OJ 2020?
Probably. Yeah.
I think so. Ross would have been 2022.
So there might have been 1 year in there.
No, this is 2023. This is his rookie year, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, 2019 is Noah. 2020 was Ojemudia.
Yeah.
2021 was no one. My apologies. Never mind.
I think they signed who was not in the practice squad? Tight end.
Byer.
Yeah, I think he was on their practice squad for a year in 2021.
It hurts that he leaves. It's not a shock. It would have been so cool to see him come back. He would have been insane. But you got to go get paid.
It was the right thing to do.
And the defense will be fine without him.
Am I the only one, too, that fully convinced myself he was coming back? I thought if he waited till now, I was like, he's got to be coming.
I thought there was a chance.
Because I thought he was just, if he was going to declare, it was going to be like, okay, I'm out for the season. Like, I'm in the draft now.
To me, it was like, it was basically the same, like, with Linderbaum. Is like, I could see him wanting to come back, but that decision staring you in the face. It's like, it's so obvious what the right thing to do for you and your family is. It's like,
yeah. It's quite literally, if you're a first rounder, you quite literally just make the decision. And if you're smart with the signing bonus that you're going to get, you now are probably don't have to do anything for the rest of your life.
You just have to play football.
So probably do that. You know, I'm pretty positive. I don't want to speak for anyone, especially Coop. Maybe he thinks we're a bunch of jerk offs. I don't know. But I'm pretty positive.
We are. So that's fair.
Well, that in his assessment right. would be correct. I'm pretty sure we can get him for an hour on the show. So that's going to be a big episode. Maybe we do. Yeah. Maybe we just do Coop for 500. We're only like 15 episodes away.
Coop's it's a four-part series with Coop.
It's a 15-part series with Coop. The next 15 episodes to 500 are all Coop.
It's 15 uninterrupted.
And you know what?
Fucking 100. Jesus.
Yeah, I know, right? The consistency is unmatched.
Well, we did talk to a certain ex-Hawkeye about being 500.
We did, and I need to contact him. I need to contact him. People will enjoy that Coop episode thoroughly. I imagine it will do what we call around here numbies. I think it will do a fair amount of numbies.
Breaking.
Oh. Breaking.
Linebacker Nick Jackson has decided to return to Iowa for one more year.
Oh, my God.
Per Scott Dockerman.
Wow. We got 5 out of 6. Dude.
Part 7 is going to be pretty damn good again, boos.
So we lose Logan Lee and Joe Evans.
Very unfortunate.
But YA comes back.
Yep.
Dog.
Herkitt comes back.
Dog.
Graves.
Graves dog. Comes back. He's his breakout year is next year. Graves is going to become an absolute machine next year.
Buy stock now?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Who else do we get back? What's the kid's name? Brian?
Deontay Craig's back.
Is Deontay Craig's back?
Dog.
Dog. What? Pat McAfee show? What? Herkitt? What? YA Black? What? And then you've got Jay Higgins.
Dog.
We've got the same linebacking core, essentially. What's the safeties, the back end going to look like, Kev? What's that going to? We've got Castro. Let's say Schulte.
And I do believe Schulte is coming back.
Is he going to come back? Are you breaking that right now?
Are we breaking news? Can we DM him and say, hey, when you decide, can we tweet it out for you?
Oh, yeah.
I would love, that's what I'm trying. I'm trying to get.
Hey, we need to get more to the appropriate for the letting the walk on outlet have that one.
Yeah, let us break. If any current Iowa players listen to this podcast, let us break news. Even if you're a freshman,
yeah, let us announce your also, return. If you listen to this podcast and you're a potential walk on, and on signing day when you sign your walk, you know you I don't know what you sign because people
you don't
just
sign
do it.
Shit.
But, you don't sign anything, but you make it look good for the picture. Contact me. I'll send you a free Hawks by a Million flag to put on the table that you fake sign your NIL on or your NIL.
I'd do that. I mean, they're technically recruits. The NCAA doesn't. What am I? Am I fucking joking?
People are getting paid. People are getting paid in Bugattis. All right.
You guys see Kale Williams' apartment?
Yeah. He's in a penthouse and it's unbelievable.
It would be very funny though if we could. We just start announcing like.
If we started just getting all the walk on news for the programs, like, hey, who is Iowa offered walk-on spot to, what walk-ons are committing to walk-on, when walk-ons get scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to be the walk-on news outlet.
It needs to be us.
Hey, we should break the news, though. It's like second-year fullbacks returning. In case there was any doubt, here's this. Second-year long snapper is returning.
Yeah, make some really sick graphics like he's back.
I got more
brain damage free. We have him coming back for his third season as well.
No, but Kev, if let's assume Schulte returns, what does our back end look like? We got Jermari at corner,
Turner at the other.
Who?
Turner.
Who's Turner? Who is? Do we have a Turner? First. Kevin's
like, is this like you're trying to build a motivation thing?
Are you talking about TJ Hall?
TJ Hall. Who am I thinking of? Yeah.
You're thinking of.
So TJ's our other guy. Then we've got Castro and Schulte with X playing the cash. Or does Castro play cash?
Well, Castro plays cash.
And X plays?
And X plays safety, unless they're in a heavier look where we basically go 3 actual linebackers. And then
we essentially return our entire team. It's the same defense.
Minus Coop, minus Logan Lee.
It's going to be pretty dirty.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Joe Evans hurts. It hurts to not have Joe. Joe's going to come on this podcast. He's going to do numbies as well. So
I don't know if I've ever heard more like positive testimony of Joe Evans, like just being a great guy than of any other player. I think I've heard the most good testimony about Joe Evans.
I can't wait to talk to him. Cannot wait. Let's follow. Let's just wrap this thing up with a little national championship talk. About a week ago, there was a couple games, and Michigan played Alabama, came away with one. quite an entertaining game. It was the first game of the day. Washington ended up beating Texas, another one that came down to the wire. Has to be the most entertaining semifinal day in the history of the the playoff, right?
Oh, for sure.
Between two games?
Like aggregately?
Yeah.
Like both games averaging entertainment levels? Yes, 100%. I still think is Georgia, Oklahoma, still Rose Bowl, still the best playoff game of all time?
Probably that singular game, yes, but the other game was
Texas, USC, get the fuck out of here.
No, well, that wasn't in the college football.
No, we're talking playoff era, Kev.
Oh, okay. Was,
okay. Yeah. That was some like
that game is unmatched.
Yeah. I mean, I mean,
Grant wasn't born.
Yeah. I was playing with trucks or something.
Were you four for that?
2005, right?
Where were you born?
2002.
It starts with a two, right?
Yeah.
You fucking.
That's it. The intern tag is still on. We're not.
You are a permanent intern.
So we got Michigan.
Yes, very good games. Yes.
We have Michigan and we have Washington. Is this going to be a barn burner too? Is this going to be a great football game?
I think it is. I think it is.
Is there a scenario where Michigan actually like handles Washington, or is Washington too fast to get boat raced and they're always going to be in it?
I mean, there is a situation. I don't think it happened. Like, say these teams play 10 times. I think Michigan wins by multiple scores, maybe twice, if that.
Okay.
I think Michigan will want to slow this game down, but I think Washington's got just weapons that they'll be able to score points.
And they have Grant and his ship.
This line is moving. Are you seeing this?
Tell me what it is.
I'm seeing 5.5.
Oh my God, it's up to 5.5?
Yeah.
It's a lot of large bets being placed on.
So what does that mean? That means that the money's on
the money's coming in on Michigan, which would make sense. I mean, there's a lot of Michigan people with a lot of money that have wanted this for a long ass time.
So the play is to hop aboard the Grant and Washington ship and ride that thing into the sunset.
We're gonna be
plus five now, plus five.
I mean, I need plus five gets me nowhere, unfortunately.
How much are you willing this Washington Husky team to victory, Grant?
How much of their game relies on me?
Yes.
I mean, it's going to feel like a lot. I don't think the players would agree with that, but it's
Penix
from my couch. From my couch, every move will be monitored. Like, okay, that worked. We're sitting on this end of the couch. First down. We're good.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Penix got sacked. We got to move. Got to go.
That's hilarious.
It will feel good.
What is Washington's their running back's a little banged up, isn't he?
I think he got hurt because that was what stopped the game for Texas. If I do remember correctly, was his injury gave them about 40 seconds.
This is also the Ted Bundy versus Ted Kaczynski bowl.
Interesting.
Leo put that in the Discord. Evidently, this is the championship between the alma mater of Ted Bundy and the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski.
I thought Ted Bundy was a Stanford guy. Was he not?
It said on that graphic that he went to Washington, and that the Unabomber went to Michigan.
I don't know.
That could be totally wrong, by the way. It's just some guy named Leo. Shout out, Leo.
It's more research than I have done on the topic. So,
yeah, pick your poison there, I guess. No. I think Michigan finishes the run here, unfortunately. Against
5 points, man.
No, I do agree.
I think Michigan wins this game more often than not.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if they cover, but I think they win. And I know, and that's what Grant needs. Grant needs a Michigan loss. A Washington cover does nothing.
No, it doesn't. Well, I mean, if they win, they also cover.
So. Well, that's true.
Yeah, I will allow that. I don't really have any. I know a lot of people hate Michigan. I don't have any problem with them.
I think this is the year they do it, and then maybe they'll shut up. Probably not, but I think this.
I was listening to a different podcast, and they said there's like 70 upperclassmen on Michigan's team right now.
Michigan's losing a lot of talent this year.
And also, Harbaugh is allegedly going to coach the Bears and the Patriots next year. So
he's coaching like six NFL teams next year.
It's crazy how many
according
teams
to the rumors.
But it'll be
so, so let's give our picks. Let's all take a pick on the spread, and we'll all take a pick on the over under.
What is the total?
56.5.
It's a great line.
So many points.
I'm going to take Washington to cover whatever it is, 5.5. I'll take Washington to cover that.
It, as of this moment on Betfred, it is +5.
Shout out to the Betfred Iowa app. Download it today. Use code WASHED, WASHED. They'll give you a couple sign-up promos there. Shout out to Betfred for being the sponsor of this year's podcast or this past season's podcast and show. And Kluver's taken Washington on that spread and 56.5. God, what is that? That's so they're saying
it's gonna be like, over 28-28.
It's gonna be like 30-26.
Seems reasonable.
Wow.
What bothers you about that? What's bothering you? Is it
Michigan's going to try to slow this game down?
Yeah, I feel like it's too many.
I think
I'm going to go under.
I think championship unders are hot too between the Super
Bowl. I'm going under. I'm going Washington and under.
Okay.
Kevin?
I'm right there with you. I think Michigan tries to slow this game down. I'm also taking Washington. I think that they have Odunze.
Yeah.
I think he's a special guy.
And
I think that Washington's going to be able to make some plays here, and they will. I think they'll keep it close. They might win.
They might win.
I think it's going to be a really good football game, and I'm going to take the points here. So, Kluver, we will be tied at the end of college football.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Guys, keep going. Now we have an issue because if we all pick Washington, they have no chance of winning.
No, that's not how it works.
And I need them to win.
Well, you can't. Yeah, you can't bet. You can't take. So
One of you guys needs to change your pick. I'm just saying. Like, one of you guys needs to
change your pick.
One of you guys needs to pick Michigan.
Kluver, change your pick.
All right, I'll take Michigan -5.
Okay, thank you. All right, I will be taking the Washington Huskies. Leave the points at home. They're winning this thing. I don't care what anyone says. All right, this whole
plus
team,
170 money line.
Oh, they were 10-point underdogs against Oregon, one outright anyway. Underdogs against Texas, one outright anyway. I don't care if they're 100-point underdogs in this game. They have shown up each time and proven everyone wrong. I have no problem with Michigan, but I do have a problem with I have potentially 22-1 on the line, guys. I have a whole pirate ship of guys now with me. We are going to fight together. It's going to take all of us, and I'm taking Washington.
Wow, inspiring!
Only a week to prepare with no counter stallions.
Yeah.
Well, he was there.
What did the Michigan men do?
He was at the Rose Bowl.
Was he really?
There's a picture of him there.
You think
you're shitting me? No, he was there.
You think he's going to miss the Rose Bowl?
Every guy on
the
team.
Was he just like sitting in the stands or was he on the sideline?
No, he's in the stands.
No, he's in the stands. Yeah. Oh. He's everywhere.
Can you finish this? Can you top this podcast off? Can you top these listeners off, Grant, with a pick on the over-under?
Grant's an over guy. That's
pretty cool. I know he is.
I think this one goes under though. Like I think.
Oh well, put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, let's go under then.
Okay,
and you know what? If I lose this one and Washington wins, I don't even care.
It's a podcast under, baby. Walk-ons are going under in the national championship. Hopefully, you guys enjoy it. Hopefully, you enjoyed this podcast. We rambled on really about ourselves for about 45 minutes, and then we talked some other stuff. Thanks for joining us. Pick your team. Ted Bundy or Ted Kaczynski? Got to choose.
Oh, do you guys see what do you guys think of Dubs?
Oh, I think he's great.
The Washington Husky, the live mascot. Have you guys been seeing Dubs?
They deserve to win just because they have him.
I love Dubs.
Kevin loves dogs, too.
I love dogs, too. But I will say the Nissan Heisman House commercial about the Michigan Wolverine not having a mascot, hilarious commercial.
Pretty great commercial. They do good with those. Yeah. Until next time, enjoy the national championship. We'll talk on Thursday. Peace. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.